Okay, so I'm with Arno Najaro, who runs a photo shop here in Guarec. Arno, bonjour.
Bonjour.
I didn't even know there was a photo shop in Guarec. How long have you been going here?
It will be 3 years in 1st of December this year.
And is it going well?
I hope so.
But it will go better after this podcast, I hope.
It needs a lot of advertisement to explain to people there is a new shop around
exactly.
their place.
This is no ordinary photographic shop. It's a shop that sells traditional equipment. So you have faith in the old-fashioned way of photography.
Yes. I think today photographers who have a shop is very different comparing in the past because they only do the photo shooting. And I try to do like we did before, like photographers did before, to have a space that people can enter and see there is a lot of things to buy. And I have a dark room as well, and I can develop all the film and the prints.
Right. One of the questions I was going to ask you later on is whether you offer processing. So the answer is yes. And just looking around the shop here, I can see you have umbrellas, not for rain, but for lighting,
yes,
etc. So what services do you offer here at the shop?
I offer a lot of different services, but especially IDs photo, family photo shooting, photo for CVs or social medias.
Passports.
Passport, driver license as well, yeah.
Okay. So what do you think is the advantage of traditional photographic technology? Using chemicals, etc. Is there an advantage, or does it just cater for collectors and people who want to be a bit different?
I think it's the both answers. There is a lot of collectors and people passionate with the old-fashioned style of photography with film, and people want to begin in the photography with film, like young people who love the style. The grain, the color render, the contrast, and the film is not perfect, and that's what people are looking for.
Okay, so with a really good modern digital camera, could you try to replicate kind of grain? Could you cheat to make people think it's actually an old-fashioned photograph?
Yes, we can do it in the post-production process on the computer, of course, with a lot of tweaking.
A lot of expertise as well, probably.
Yes, but there is also a modern new digital camera as Fujifilm One, who emulate the film look, and it's easier and directly on the camera you can change the style, the color, picture the grain, and everything you can tweak directly inside the camera, and it's very easy.
So let me ask you this then, Arno, you're a keen photographer yourself?
Yes.
So if you were going to enter a very important, very prestigious photographic competition, would you use a digital camera or a photochemical or both?
I don't know. It maybe depends what the theme will be, but I very like on my mind that the film cameras. I have a lot of different type of cameras, medium format, USSR type of camera. You know that very old looking 50s or 60s.
Okay. My first camera was a USSR, a Russian Zorky.
Zorky.
My
yes.
brother had a Zenit. But they were kind of low-budget cameras.
Yes, it's low-budget, but...
quite good.
Quite good. The lens are pretty good if you... And it's unbreakable.
Well, okay. Now then, so your personal experience, have you been in the photographic industry all of your life?
Not off. I begin my studies in the medias.
Media studies, yeah.
Media studies. I mean, it was radio, sound engineering, and of course, picture and videography and photography. And I was working for a long time with a radio station, and also
we have competition.
Yeah.
So where would this be? Not in Guarec, I hope.
It was not in Guarec. It was in the. No, it was around Paris and the east of France, and I also did a lot of commercials, voice, and morning shows, the small radio station around the local areas. I began in this kind of work, and then I used to be a photographer with schools and photo shooting as well. And for a few years, I opened the shop. So it's a new adventure for me.
Very, very different. Okay. So how do you think the future of photography will develop over the next few years? Do you think people will have more and more smarter phones, if you like, so that they don't bother with traditional cameras at all? Most people these days, their idea of a camera is their phone.
Yes. That's true. The photography has changed a lot for decades, with at the beginning the rise of film, and then almost the death of film, and now there is a revival, like vinyl records.
Yeah, exactly.
I think there is a small of back to basics, where people try to print more, maybe, and I hope so. It will be good for the business. Of course, the smartphones are very good to capture the instant.
I think one thing about old-fashioned photography is that it forced you to be more disciplined, if you like, to think about composition, exposure, contrast, all the traditional things. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's something that is too easy now, is too automatic, is too thoughtless.
That's true.
So maybe your shop will offer... Do you offer courses in photography?
Yes, I also offer courses as well, and people can have courses alone with me or in small groups.
So if somebody wanted to take a course, for example, they would come here, and what kind of course would you offer in terms of length and cost?
It depends what people want to know and to learn. If they want just to know their cameras better, we can just concentrate on the menu, the wheels, and how to operate it. And we can do as well some photo walk, for example, and to practice in the real conditions. I adapt the course in what people want to do, so it can be a very short lesson or pretty long in few different days, for example.
So if somebody came in and said, I really want to specialise in landscape photography or wildlife photography, would you be able to accompany them in the field, for example?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, has there been much demand? I'd imagine it's quite specialist.
No, there is a few demands, and it's not for only specialists, just people who bought a camera and they don't know how to use it, and they want to be in focus with a kind of style.
It's far easier, I think. I hate instruction manuals. Far better to ask somebody.
Yeah, the manuals are a bit too complicated to understand.
And boring.
And boring, yes. That's a good word.
Yeah. So who would your favourite photographers be?
I can't answer, because there is a lot of different photographers I will like. I like the style of photojournalist in the 50s, and I like, of course, a very famous one is Steve McCurry. I did a lot of wonderful portraits, Afghanistan, for example. I can't answer and say this one is my favorite. I can find a lot of beautiful things in many different photographer style. Of course, I love the film look, and that's maybe the thing I prefer watching. It's more natural comparing to digital, which is for me a bit more artificial. The film is more authentic.
If I were to show you two photographs, one digital and one non-digital, do you think you would always be able to tell the difference?
Maybe I can, yes.
Oh, interesting. Okay, well, I can say one thing for sure. You have my favourite photographic shop in Gwarag.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and good luck for the future.
Thank you very much for coming. Thank you for your time.